Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Hosea chapter 9, and we'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's rendition of Hosea chapter 9, the 17 verses.
Hosea 9.
Rejoice not, O Israel. Exult not like the peoples, for you have played the whore, forsaking your God. You have loved a prostitute's wages on all threshing floors. Threshing floor and wine vat shall not feed them, and the new wine shall fail them. They shall not remain in the land of the Lord, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt, and they shall eat unclean food in Assyria. They shall not pour drink offerings of wine to the Lord, and their sacrifices shall not please him. It shall be like mourner's bread to them. All who eat of it shall be defiled, for their bread shall be for their hunger only. It shall not come to the house of the Lord. What will you do on the day of the appointed festival, and on the day of the feast of the Lord? For behold, they are going away from destruction, but Egypt shall gather them, Memphis shall bury them. Nettles shall possess their precious things of silver, thorns shall be in their tents. The days of punishment have come, the days of recompense have come, Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool, the man of the spirit is mad because of your great iniquity and great hatred. The prophet is the watchman of Ephraim with my God, yet a fouler snare is on all his ways and hatred in the house of his God. They have deeply corrupted themselves as in the days of Gibeah. He will remember their iniquity. He will punish their sins. Like grapes in the wilderness, I found Israel. Like the first fruit on the fig tree in its first season, I saw your fathers. But they came to Baal-peor and consecrated themselves to the thing of shame and became detestable like the thing they loved. Ephraim's glory shall fly away like a bird. No birth, no pregnancy, no conception. Even if they bring up children, I will bereave them till none is left. Woe to them when I depart from them. Ephraim, as I have seen, was like a young palm planted in a meadow. But Ephraim must lead his children out to slaughter. Give them, O Lord, what will you give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. Every evil of theirs is in Gilgal. There I began to hate them. Because of the wickedness of their deeds, I will drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. All their princes are rebels. Ephraim is stricken. Their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit. Even though they give birth, I will put their beloved children to death. My God will reject them because they have not listened to him. They shall be wanderers among the nations.
In 1992, I read Hosea 9 through 11, and I did not make a particular note on this chapter. So again, we'll look at my journal from 2007. In 2007, I was still in Riverton, Wyoming at that Gideon State Convention when I quoted verse 7, "The days of punishment have come, the days of retribution have come. Yes, God is a God of mercy and grace, and he is a God of justice and fairness." And I quote verse 9, "He will punish their sins." And verse 15, "Because of their wickedness of their deeds, I will love them no more." And I continued to write, "These are very sad words, but they remind us the sinful will be punished, the wicked judged, and without grace and mercy, we would be condemned to hell. Father, don't do this to me. Don't cast me aside. Don't stop loving me. Forgive me and restore me." And I want to share the prayer I wrote right after reading this. I wrote, "Hosea is very convicting. Lord, it keeps me on my knees pleading for forgiveness before you. It reminds me of my sin nature, my sinfulness, my wandering tendencies, and causes me to beg for forgiveness and grace and mercy. Without the cross, I am doomed, lost. Though I don't like the reminder of Hosea, I thank you for mercy, grace, and forgiveness. So I was very moved by reading this chapter, and maybe you have been moved the same way today. I think most of us understand the God of the New Testament, Jesus, loving, merciful, kind, forgiving, but we forget about the God of the Old Testament. But my Bible says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In 2012, after reading Hosea 9, I wrote, "It's over. God has had enough. No more rejoicing in Israel, no more provision, crops fail, and they will be uprooted from the very land of milk and honey God gave them." I quote verse 7, "The days of punishment have come, the days of recompense have come, Israel shall know it." And I quoted verse 9, "He will remember their iniquity, he will punish their sins." And on to verse 12, "Woe to them when I depart from them." And verse 15, "I will drive them out of my house, I will love them no more." And I finished my entry with this, "Harsh words, harsh punishment for rebellion." Why has it come to this? Why is God so angry with Israel? Well, he reminds us once again in this chapter. From the very beginning of verse 1, he says, "For you have played the whore, forsaking your God." That means Israel has chased after other gods besides the one true God. And it happens many times in our lives today. We chase after everything but the one true God. Verse 9, it reminds us, "They have deeply corrupted themselves." It goes on to say, "He will remember their iniquity, he will punish their sins." To me, that reminds me, God does not corrupt me. I corrupt myself. I'm caught in my own iniquity. I'm caught in my own sins. This is not his fault. And finally, verse 17 says, "My God will reject them because they have not listened to him." Oh, how so true that is in American life, in Christian life, often in my own life. We don't listen to him. We don't know the word of God. We don't know his commandments. And we follow after our own ways. God tolerates this for so long. He tolerated it with Israel. He tolerates it with us. He tolerates it with our churches. And yet finally, at some point, he's had enough. He says in verse 15, "I will love them no more." And in verse 7, "The days of punishment have come. The days of recompense have come. Israel shall know it." Hosea challenges us to take stock of our own lives. It reminds us of God's grace and love and mercy. It reminds us that he continues to call us back. But it also reminds us that there will come a day when God has had enough and he will judge you and me. As I wrote back in my journal in 2007, "Without the cross, I am doomed, lost." Hosea reminds us of our sinful condition, which reminds me of my need for a Savior. I need to be saved from my own sin. Israel was guilty, and so am I. Father, forgive me. Thank you for Hosea crying out to Israel to come back to you. May I heed that cry myself today and come back to you. Extend your mercy and your grace to me, and I will thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.